For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, May 1st, 1972, Nobel Prize winner for economics Milton Friedman is quoted in Newsweek, legalizing drugs would simultaneously reduce the amount of crime and raise the quality of law enforcement. Can you conceive of any other measure that would accomplish so much to promote law and order? May 2nd, 2001, the Louisiana Senate passes sweeping legislation to bring relief to an overflowing state prison system, ending mandatory prison time for possession of small quantities of drugs. May 3, 1994, Dear Abby states publicly in her column that just as bootleggers were forced out of business in 1933 when Prohibition was repealed, the legalization of drugs would put drug dealers out of business. May 4, 2002, the Million Marijuana March hits over 200 cities. 148 arrests were made in New York City, the only city to make arrests. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Hey, this is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle, sitting here in San Francisco. Got to say, I'm doing the corrupt cop story this week because police corruption in the drug war doesn't stop even for normal. This week, among other stories, we have a twofer of ripoffs hidden as drug raids. First, in Lumberton, North Carolina, a former Robeson County Sheriff's deputy was arrested April 13th on charges he was part of a gang that kidnapped and robbed alleged drug dealers in robberies masquerading as drug raids. Former Deputy Patrick Ferguson, age 34, became the second deputy arrested in the case, along with four other men, the Associated Press reported. They are accused of using Sheriff's Department equipment and vehicles to kidnap and hold for ransom a Maxton man during a fake drug raid in May 2004, as well as robbing people at gunpoint and two other fake drug raids in Virginia Beach. Meanwhile, in Memphis, a reserve Memphis police officer was charged April 13th with robbing drug dealers of tens of thousands of dollars in cash, cocaine, and personal belongings while making arrests, the Memphis Commercial Appeal reported. Andrew Hunt, age 29, faces federal charges of violating civil rights, armed robbery, possession of a firearm in a crime of violence, and conspiracy to distribute cocaine. He would use an informant to set up a drug deal, then rip off the dealer and reward the informant with some of the proceeds. He faces a mandatory minimum 55-year sentence on the gun charges and could get up to 105 years. His mother is a secretary to Memphis Police Director Larry Godwin. We've also got an FBI special agent in charge hanging out with the wrong folks, a Berkeley Evidence Room cop with a bad habit, and more cops running interference for drug gangs. Check them all out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Please tune in to this week's Cultural Baggage Show when we'll have more from the NORML Conference, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which was held last week in San Francisco. Please tune in to our programs at drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.